Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. We'll have more on the pending snowstorm here across the North Woods a little bit later. The moratorium that keeps utility companies in Wisconsin from shutting off connections of customers who are behind on their bills ends Sunday. Utility companies recommend that you contact them to work out a payment plan to avoid having your utilities shut off. They say they'd rather work with people than have to shut off your electric and gas. You may qualify for energy assistance through a Wisconsin program. Minocqua's Plan Commission took up two unfamiliar business models this week and tried to balance the town's business character with newcomers looking to make their mark and money in the North Woods. First up was a request by Jim Carey to display a dozen accessory buildings, such as sheds and small barns, on a rented parcel along U.S. 51 south of the island. A distributor of North Star Portable Buildings in Athens, Carey said he would neither have salespeople nor an office there. Literature inside the sheds would direct potential customers to Carey via telephone or his website. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim and others wondered if the display models weren't merely an elaborate advertising sign. Nonetheless, the panel approved the permit with the stipulation that he has an office and restrooms for the public at the site. Commissioners also tackled the issue of mobile food trucks. Hartsheim opposes them because it would compete against established restaurants. For now, the panel took no action, but commissioners are asking the public for their feelings on whether transient food trucks should be allowed. Nearly $1 million in grants have been awarded to Nicolet Area Technical College from the Wisconsin Technical College System. Nicolet applied for 11 grants for the second straight year. The college was awarded 100% funding for each application that was submitted. The funding includes a launch of a Nicolet MyWay pilot program that will bring the welding program to 5 area high schools, including Rhinelander, Northland Pines, Tomahawk, Leona, and Mercer. The effort will provide additional college prep, more support for students, and additional tutoring, among other items. It also funds numerous activities with middle and high schools in the Nicolet District, and other grants support GED and HSED education. A Rhinelander area man has been charged in Vilas County with alleged false imprisonment, attempted robbery, and the use of force and burglary, all felonies. Judge Neil Nielsen amended bond to $1,000 cash for 43-year-old Timothy Kulhonik Thursday in Vilas County Circuit Court. Internet records indicate Judge Nielsen also set conditions that Kulhonik have no contact with one person, not to go to Glick's store in Minocqua, not possess alcohol, or go to taverns and make an appointment for mental health counseling. A preliminary hearing was set for May 17th. A spokesperson at the Vilas County Sheriff's Department said the full investigation into the matter has not been completed. And the demographically large baby boom generation is largely unprepared for retirement, though an expert says some of them still have time to prepare. Andrea Sears reports.
A new study confirms what others have already concluded, that many baby boomers haven't saved a dime for retirement, which can't help but mean trouble as they reach retirement age. This is National Retirement Planning Week, an effort by consumer advocates, educators, and financial service organizations to promote comprehensive retirement planning. But according to Kathy Weatherford, who heads the Insured Retirement Institute, 42% of baby boomers have no retirement savings at all. Still, there are things they can do to prepare for the future.
It's never too late to sit down with a financial professional, assess where you are, and see what you can do to improve your financial well-being.
She adds that many people have assets they had not taken into consideration that can contribute to a more secure retirement. Of boomers who have saved money, the study says only 1 in 4 is confident their savings will last through their retirement years. Weatherford points out that for many boomers, there are still years of earnings ahead.
The youngest boomer is just 54, so there's still some time yet to really get a plan in place and work towards a good, clear goal.
About 50 million baby boomers will reach age 65 over the next 10 years. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
There is a winter storm watch in effect for Saturday into Sunday. Tonight, cloudy and windy with snow likely, a low around 23. About 3 inches of new snow. For Saturday, cloudy and windy with snow likely in the afternoon, a high near 28. Saturday night, snow likely and windy. New snow accumulation Saturday night around 4 inches. Sunday, snow likely, high 29. Monday, partly sunny, high near 34, but then warming up next week. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues on Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.